Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Wonderful morning here in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where I am. Drove over here with the windows down, nice and cool. A little bit of a change. We went from about 106, I think it got to 106. It was at least 105 a couple of days ago to in the 80s, and obviously makes a big difference. We started last week talking about the fall garden, planting fall vegetable crops and herbs. Great time to plant the herb garden. And the landscaping installation, this is getting into the perfect time now. So even though it sounded like we were jumping the gun a little bit with the 100-degree weather, if you didn't already get some things planted, let's do that and or talk about it on the show today. Anything you'd like to discuss, we talk about gardening and landscaping from the organic viewpoint. We're hardcore organic around here, and the reason is it works better in every way. Telephone number to be with me on the show, same number every week, and only one number you need to remember. It's 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. There's some interesting news about research on organics in the news, and it's kind of frustrating, but it gives us an opportunity to bring it up and talk about it, and we'll get into that right away. We'll work that in as we go. We need to first tell you that this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food. We had all the dogs together last night. Logan had Tony over, and so water and food were all over the place, the Munster Natural, of course. And I got to tell you about what's going on at the SPCA, and we need a little help. From last week, Freckles is still waiting for a home. Sasha's still waiting for a home, but Dixie was adopted, so thanks for that. This week, and you can see her, let's see if it's a her. Yeah, I thought it was. Maybye is a sweet five-month-old female retriever slash collie puppy, it says. Really cute little dog. So check her out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. She's at the SPCA in Dallas, the Texas Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center, just west of downtown Dallas. Wherever you are in the country, let's help out the rescue organizations there, whether it's the SPCA or some other organization. Give them some help. Great way to get a pet. That's what all of ours are now. Those of you with those that are members that have your computer on, we do have the webcam going. That's what Maybye looks like. So let's give her a hand. My tea is pretty simple this morning because I brought crazy water with me. I'm going to drink tea and crazy water both. In fact, I've started using at least some crazy water in making my teas. There's two of them. That's the one I drink the most, the red label, number 4. And the reason is that's the one that's the highest mineral content. It's got a little flavor that I like a lot. So if you haven't tried that out, give that a try. And then that's number 3, that one's the one that's a little bit less mineral content than some people like because it's just a little bit more of a neutral taste. With that and your good quality tea, my tea this morning is pretty simple. It's yerba mate and honey. Our honeybee friends, our beekeepers, the Texas Honeybee Guild, things have settled down just a little bit on the mosquito control thing. At least we're not flying airplanes around and dropping neurotoxins on everybody. Since I last talked to you, we are meeting several groups meeting, trying to come up with a plan that can be recommended for the cities and county governments as far as an overall recommended program. And of course, I've had one for some time. I've amended it a little bit, and I'll tell you in what way. But we're trying to get all that documented and agreed on so that we can make a concerted effort, a real organized effort to get the various cities from Dallas, Fort Worth, down through all the cities around us here that have been spraying with airplanes. And those of you across the country that have had the same kind of problems, the program that we're coming up with will not just be good for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but will be good for people anywhere you live. And the first step of that program is something that's the newest part of my program, and it came from something that's going on at my house. And we'll get into that. Let me make a note so I don't forget to just go through that whole program where it is at the moment, the mosquito control program. First of all, I'm going to talk about this organic research that has come out. Food, this was in the Dallas Morning News, but I think it's been in most papers and most publications. Value of organics challenged. Have you seen it? Doctors surprised to find little edge in the pricier route. What happened was that Stanford University did this so-called report on organic food and whether there was really any value to it compared to the lesser, less pricey stuff that's not organic. And the most interesting part about this, which I kind of figured out the first time I read through it, and then other people have pointed it out for sure, there's nothing new in this at all. All they did was gather up all the other research data that was lying around and put it together. And the organic center, the various organic groups have kind of weighed in on this and all basically saying the same thing. They're questioning the validity of the data because all of these studies look at one particular product, one particular pesticide, and do a study on the toxicology of it compared to the benefit of it and all that kind of thing. And one of the things that is bad is that they don't ever look at the combination of pesticides. What happens when there's more than one involved? What happens when there's two or more together? And what kind of metabolites result from that? There's never any look at that at all. One of the points that one of these bloggers has made is that conventional produce is much worse than organic on the pesticide exposure question than the 30% number suggests. And to get the 30% number, the authors used an odd statistical construct that they call risk difference by their method. If 5% of organic vegetables contain at least one pesticide trace and 35% of the conventional vegetables contain at least one trace, then the risk difference is 30%, 35 minus 5. That's a silly way of thinking about it because there's a much greater difference between those numbers than the 30% suggests. Crunching the author's own raw data, Benbrook finds an overall 81% lower risk or instance of one or more pesticide residues in the organic samples compared to the conventional samples. Now, that's a lot of gobbledygook that basically means that they're kind of playing with the numbers and coming up with numbers that are not quite right. And this exposure that happens over and over and over again, if you continue to eat food that has some pesticide in it, there's no research that looks at how that builds up in the body and the fat tissue. Another thing they say is to arrive at their risk difference metric, the authors didn't distinguish between a single pesticide trace and multiple traces, what I mentioned a minute ago, or between light traces and heavier traces. It also says that the studies, this conglomeration of past studies, which is all it is, ignores the growing body of evidence. And there's you can do a web search on this and find all the details, but it says it ignores the growing body of evidence that pregnant women's fetuses can be harmed by low exposures of organophosphate pesticides, as can young children. And I think the point is that they're more sensitive than the rest of us in other categories. And then it mentions again that the cocktail effect of exposure to pesticides from a single fruit or vegetable has not been studied at all. So those of you that saw this and thought, oh, well, maybe there's not so much to this organic thing, read the details that are coming out. We have this on, in the members area and in the news part of DirtDoctor.com, and it's all over the website. And then the big thing to me,
which carrying West Nile virus, have struck with a vengeance. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with safe, natural, and easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits from Summit. Summit mosquito dunks and mosquito bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, animal watering troughs, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. Torque wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about Torque and how you can help. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and the number's 866-444-3478. Our clock was a little bit off, and so I'm not sure what all you heard right there at the end of that first segment. Just to finish up real quickly on that, we were talking about this research, so-called research, this report that just came out from Stanford University, and it's not very good. It talks about, it gives you the impression that they're showing proof that the risk of non-organic food is really not very high, and it's just not good. It doesn't cover a lot of points like multiple pesticides and what the effect of having that cocktail effect is. That hadn't been studied at all, how the chemicals combine, the difference in exposure to pregnant women and children versus other adults and so forth. But the main point that's not covered really at all is they just kind of give it the back of their hand is the nutritional part of it. And the nutritional part of organic food is the most significant of all. Yeah, we're worried about the toxic nature of the pesticides and everything. That's definitely part of it. But the pesticides, those toxic pesticides, are used. The reason they're used is to keep unhealthy plants alive. The plants that are being attacked by insects and diseases are unhealthy. By definition, and so we're keeping them propped up with these artificial chemicals, and there's no question, and we've got several different papers and research reports and so forth about the nutritional value of organically produced food, and that wasn't covered in the study at all. They also mentioned, this one blogger here mentions that we probably know more about the exposure to low levels of multiple pesticide effects on amphibians than we do about people. And what our amphibious friends are telling us isn't pretty. And there's a link, when you see this on our website, there's a link to that and the data that they've come up with relative to pesticides harming amphibians. They're kind of like the canary in the mine. Let's talk about mosquitoes, and you can jump on board here on any subject. If you want to talk about trees or flowers, I'm going to be planting probably I'll tell you about some of the things we're going to be planting. We're going to be planting a lot of petunias in the very near future. I love the fragrance. I love the color. They'll do well now. The new ones that are on the market can take some heat if we get some more hot weather, but they can also take frost and take some cold, and so it's a great flower for a lot of people. We were in Jackson Hole for a wedding, and very cool there compared to here, obviously, and that was the main flower there, and they had big, huge hanging baskets. They had it all over the place, so we'll be doing that and a lot of other flowers as well. I've got an interesting little experimental bed at our office. It was planted with dianthus a year and a half ago or something, and the dianthus are still blooming. They bloomed all through this 100-and-whatever-degree summer that we had, and they're still blooming, coming on strong now. I normally wouldn't leave them around, but they've held up so well that I left them in just to see what they would do. Those of you that haven't already, get your the second round of summer things. You still have time here in the South to get those up, especially if you can find some transplants that look pretty good. But even from seed, things will germinate and grow into production before we have some frost, if you want to try that very last shot at it. And then the cool season things like cauliflower and broccoli and cabbage and kale and things like that can start being planted now too, Brussels sprouts and all that. Well, we'll talk more about that as we go. If you have any questions, just give me a buzz on that. But let's talk about the mosquito program just a little bit. The mosquito program that we recommend from this point forward, and I guess the one change that I finally realized was important and have added to my notes on the design and the creation of what this overall program ought to be is to make the first step of cleaning up the trash on the property. And a lot of people are taken back by that a little bit, I think, me suggesting that their property is not clean enough. But most of us, if you look at from homeowners to commercial properties to commercial business operations to the roads in the cities, the counties, the state, we're not clean enough. We're not nearly clean enough. You can go out at any time and see trash around. And I realized it on my own property. We have a big bamboo forest back down the hill, and went down there and spent some time and realized that I hadn't done a good job myself. So little things like bottle caps and pieces of plastic and plastic bags are one of the worst. And I think it's one that people don't think about too much. Any pieces of plastic or anything laying around can hold enough water to become, you know, putrid, become stagnant. And that's where the Culex mosquito, the one that we have that West Nile comes from, breeds. They don't breed in clean water. They breed in this old stagnant stuff. So getting rid of all the trash takes a real high percentage of the standing stagnant water away. The rest of the program, I'll talk about it real quickly when I come back, and we'll go the phones in. So jump on board, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Asian countries embroiled in simmering territorial disputes to work together to ease rather than raise tensions. Clinton ended a visit to the Russian seaport of Vladivostok for a Pacific Rim summit today with a call for strengthening diplomatic involvement toward resolving tensions. Syria's foreign ministry spokesman criticizing France for pledging to aid Syrian rebels. He says it will undermine the mission of the UN envoy. Officials say gunmen have killed at least 10 Iraqi soldiers in an early morning raid on a small military outpost in central Iraq. The assailants reportedly stormed the army base in a town some 50 miles north of Baghdad. And Bermuda's National Security Ministry says it looks like the British territory has escaped the worst of Tropical Storm Leslie. It'll pass by the island today. This is SRN News.
you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
With Esper Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Baltimore Orioles squeak past the New York Yankees 5-4 to pull back into a tie with the Yanks atop the topsy-turvy AL East. The bad news for the O's, right fielder Nick Markakis suffered a broken left thumb when he was hit by a pitch, and he'll miss the rest of the season and deep into the playoffs.
Pretty banged up 2012, you know, never broken a bone, no surgeries or nothing, and two surgeries and two broken bones in one season.
Baltimore, New York, and Oakland are in a virtual three-way tie for the wild card lead. Oakland beats Seattle 6-1. Rookie Jurickson Profar hit a tie-breaking RBI double on the 10th, lifting Texas past Tampa Bay 4-2. The West leading Rangers keep their 4.5-game lead over the A's. Chicago beat Kansas City 5-4. Detroit was losing to Los Angeles 6-1. The Tigers fall to 2 games behind the Central leading White Sox. Minnesota beat Cleveland 3-0. It was Toronto 9-2 over Boston in the National League. Hanley Ramirez hit a go-ahead RBI double on the top of the 9th to lead L.A. past San Francisco 3-2. The Dodgers trail the West leading Giants by 4.5 games. This is Esser in Sports. Slumping Brian McCann drove in 4 runs with 4 hits, and Atlanta beat New York 11-3. Braves winning pitcher Chris Medlin says he's satisfied with his effort.
6 innings, 2 runs, I mean, you can't really argue with that. Everything felt pretty good when I needed it to. And, you know, when your offense scores that many runs, you get pretty excited and you want to keep going out there and getting them back into the dugout.
Washington beat Miami 7-6 in 10 innings. The Nats East lead stays at 6.5 over the Braves. It was Milwaukee 6, St. Louis 3. The Cardinals still hold down the second wild card spot, but by only a half game now over L.A. Cincinnati beat Houston 5-1. The Reds Central lead at 9.5 games. It was Chicago 4, Pittsburgh 3, Arizona 8-5 over San Diego. The Washington Nationals are shutting down pitcher Steven Strasburg, and he's not thrilled about it.
Pretty shocking. Honestly, I'm not too happy about it. I don't want to keep pitching out there.
Strasburg, who went 15-6 with a 3.16 ERA and struck out 197 batters over 160 innings, says he has to follow the advice of his doctor, though, who says elbow surgery in 2010 should limit his time on the mound this season. With Esper in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. And wide open lines, jump on here. We'll start talking here right away. Let me finish up on my InDesign overall mosquito program. Like I said, new point is number one, clean up the trash. And I think where this is going to be going to get real interesting are these salvage yards around the United States, especially in areas where mosquitoes are a problem, because those old cars have all kinds of places in the cars and the parts laying around and everything that hold water. And we're going to have to look at that, because that's a significant place for stagnant water to happen. And everybody just needs to do their own properties, and then we're going to have to look at the other properties around that are city, county, state, and all that, and get things just absolutely spotless clean and keep it that way all the time. The side benefit is that it's going to be absolutely spotless clean all the time, and we can be more proud of our place than ever. I tell you, what really got me thinking about this is my trip to Germany. Judy and Logan and I went to Germany, one of our recent big trips, and what really strikes you there is how incredibly clean it is. You just don't see any styrofoam cups or paper or plastic bags or anything ever there. It's just absolutely amazing, and there's no reason why we can't do the same thing. So the rest of the program is to empty those things that can't be eliminated, drain the water out. Get the trash, get the old cars, get whatever cleaned up that hold water, old tires, whatever it is. And then the second thing is whatever bodies of water can't be cleaned up, we drain. And then the next step is those that can't be drained for whatever reason, we go on a very intensive program of applying the BTI, the Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, this biological product. And then we can also use oils. And the oils can be used in two different ways. They can be used, if you have to spray some, if you think it's spraying and killing the adults in the air is important, you can spray one of these oils. You can also put the oils in the water, messes up the surface of the water for the breeding of the eggs turning into larvae, and that helps as well. I was a little worried with that last point because I was having trouble finding a product that was labeled properly for mosquito control, and then it dawned on me that the eco-exempt was, and I looked into it, and sure enough, it was, both spraying it and putting it in water. But the eco-exempt is changed names. It looks like that now. Essentria, E-S-S-E-N-T-R-I-A, Essentria IC3 is the one that is specifically labeled for mosquito control. Some people, including my brother recently, asking me what I recommend to put in these misting systems rather than pyrethrum and pyrethroids. And if you've got that kind of a system, by the way, I think it's really bad to be spraying a neurotoxin like that on a regular basis on your property. And some of the other products will burn plants. This one is not perfect either. If you spray it too often or too close to plants, you know, over and over again, you'll probably get some phytotoxicity too. But if you want to change to something that's as non-toxic to vertebrates as anything on the market, it's this product right here. It is in the Natural Organic Warehouse now for convenience, but your pest control operator, wherever you are in the country, has access to it. It used to be called Eco Exempt. It's now called Essentria, E-S-S-E-N-T-R-I-A, Essentria. And it's one of those essential oil products that you hear me talking about all the time. It's probably the best one because of the label. There's also another one called Essentria G, and that's a great product too. What that is granular. Put that one out, you know, like fertilizer, like we put out dry molasses and like we put out the bonide product, those things that are put out on the surface of the soil that help you with a lot of different pests, including mosquitoes. So that's the one, that's the product in the oil category that we recommend for several reasons. One, it's really good, works very well, smells terrific, and it is labeled properly. So it's trash, empty, BTI, and oil. No airplane spraying or toxic chemicals. Judy ran into a friend the other day in a grocery store, and she said, I see Howard is against killing the mosquitoes. But, you know, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face, about how that we are not against pesticides, we're not against pest control, we're against pesticides and pest control that don't work. The airplane spraying doesn't work. The truck spraying doesn't work. What does work is what I just reviewed. We're going to be making a big deal, a big promotion out of promoting that program for people across the country, but especially here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we were doing the insane thing of spraying toxic chemicals all over the top of us, and it doesn't work. Johan in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hadn't heard from Johan in a while. What's going on there, sir?
Well, we're in the process here in Washington County in Western Maryland celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Antietam.
Okie dokie.
So it's a big time, and we'd like to have a lot of people come and see it, a lot of reenactors, and there were 35,000 lives lost during the Civil War at the Battle of Antietam, the most lives lost in any battle.
Wow, big deal history-wise, and also a beautiful place to go at this time of the year.
Just leave, though. You have to leave. You just come, you visit, you leave.
All right, we can't stay. What's
okay,
the fall?
Howard, I heard on the news, I only heard a few seconds of this. Maybe you could elaborate. I'm sure you have more information. Scott's Miracle-Gro.
I was going to get to that story next.
Okay, about the pesticides right in there. And,
yeah.
Harmful to the birds.
I just pulled it up, and I was going to read some of the details. It's the beginning is a $12.5 million fine to the Monsanto people, or I guess it's Scott's Miracle-Gro, actually, is who it is.
Mm-hmm.
They've got pesticide residues in their bird seed, and there was more to the story. There was something fraudulent about it. Apparently, there was some testimony that wasn't truthful or something. So it's not only going to be that big fine, but there's apparently a possibility of some of class action lawsuits now and a much, much bigger deal.
I figure you'd have the insight on what's going on. I only heard a few seconds of it. I did hear about the $12.5 million fine, so
yeah,
I figured they did something wrong.
It's yeah, say the least. It's a big deal, and we've got it on the website if people want to go there and click on it and get more details. But it's yeah, just another example of a company that does some bad things and needs to clean up their act, to say the least.
I don't know. I always thought, you know, Scott's was right up there, you know, based on their advertising only. And, you know, I have a bag of Miracle-Gro. I must have had it 15 years, and it's still in the plastic bag, and it's I just don't use it because I used to use it based on what they were telling us.
Well, when you have a multi-billion-dollar advertising campaign and that's all that you see on the TV and here on the radio, and when you go into the stores, it has the best position in the store, you think, oh, there couldn't be anything wrong with this stuff. They wouldn't be advertising it and selling it. But there is.
Well, I'm going to get up and clean out my gutters today to make sure there isn't any standing water or a breeding spot for the mosquitoes. I have to tell you real quick, I was in to see my general practitioner, and a lady came out into the waiting room where I was. I was next, and she was saying loud enough for the world to hear that she was bitten by a mosquito the day before. That's why she was there. So Medicare, you know, they're hemorrhaging red ink, and here's a lady going to see a general practitioner because she had a mosquito bite.
Emergency treatment.
I
yeah,
swear.
It's out of control, Johan.
It sure is. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Howard. I really enjoy your show.
Talk to you later.
Bye now.
And it's, once again, we certainly don't want people to get sick, and we certainly don't want people to die. We just want things to be, you know, in the proper perspective. But more importantly, we want to use a program that will actually control the mosquitoes. He brought up something specifically that's in the empty category. That's a great point, too. The gutters are something we can't see and we don't think about. In that same category are your drainage lines. If you have a drainage system at your property, like a lot of people do, water can stand down there in the bottom of the drainage lines and, you know, go stagnant and create the breeding habitat for the mosquitoes. Now, there's a couple of other things I was just thinking while we were talking to Johan there that I need to put in this basic overall program. One is Gambusia fish in the bodies of water that can't be drained. The little Gambusia fish, which are little minnow-looking fish, they breed like aquatic rabbits. You can get a few and then have a lot in a hurry. They're great, great friends to have, and will eat the mosquito larvae and do a great job. And so that should be part of the program. And then the other one is, well, like we were talking about, empty everything that you can possibly empty, but treat, and this is especially for the cities, and maybe even the counties and states too, but the cities for sure, treating the underground breeding habitats, the storm sewers, the various underground drainage systems and things like that with these non-toxic but killing mosquito control products from BTI to the oils. And again, this essential oil product I was talking about is labeled for that kind of use. It really works compared to how well the spraying works, which doesn't work at all. Let's see who's next up. David in Georgetown, Georgia. Hi, David.
Hello. Hey, we have a severe infestation of ants, and they're in our house every day, or they're in our car every day. And all over our yard. We have trails coming into our house, all around our house. And we think they're Argentine ants. And we was wondering if there's anything, any advice you can give us to help us. This has been going on for years.
Well, you can use all the usual stuff, which you've probably already tried, and kill any that it hits. You know, things like orange oil, D-limonene, and, you know, the products that we talk about here. The product that you'll see on the Natural Organic Warehouse site called BioWash is very effective. The mix of it and orange oil together is even better. But if you have this recurring problem of ants coming from this great big colony somewhere off property, you can treat with abamectin. Any pest control operator can apply it for you. It's A-B-A-M-E-C-T-I-N, abamectin. And I'll talk about it more when I come back. Don't go away. Howard Garrett. I was recently in Mineral Wells and did something that I recommend you do as well. Visit the Crazy Water Store. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most water bottlers to purify water, but the RO process strips water of its minerals. Consuming food and water devoid of minerals dilutes your body's supply of essential minerals. It's great for our bones and teeth and general health. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral water like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on the Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. And if a store doesn't have the product, it'll explain to you how to help get the products in your local stores.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Avenger Weed Killer. It's a fast-acting, non-selective, natural control from most weeds, including grasses and broadleaves. Visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I was talking to David a little bit more about the ant control off the air there. And if abamectin baits don't work, they work probably better for things like cockroaches and other things. But we had good luck controlling an ant problem we had with them. The next step that you would go to would be the IGRs, which stand for insect growth regulators. And any pest control operator can help you with those products. It's some when you have an ant like the Argentine ant that's coming from a great big colony off-site, you can kill the foragers, kill the ants that are in the house, and then there's just more coming all the time. So you have to get something that is taken back, that's foraged and taken back to the colony that'll knock out the colony, and that's where the insect growth regulator type products might be called for. So talking to any local pest control operator, wherever you are, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the banner ad there for EcoSafe, or just go to ecosafe.com. It's the pest control company that we work with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they may know somebody that is into what they do in your area. So that's just another possibility of a way to go. You can kill ants with orange oil, diatomaceous earth. You can repel them with all sorts of things from cinnamon to black pepper to ground up bay leaves. But if you don't use something, if there's a big colony that they're coming from that you're not killing out, you've got to get something, abamectin, insect growth regulator, some kind of material, hopefully not too toxic, taken back to the mound and the colony and knock the mound out. Got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Linda is in Mineral Wells next up. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Howard. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just have one question. Mm-hmm. Blue stem grass. My St. Augustine is being taken over by a circular grass that has a long stem on it, and nothing seems to kill it out.
Well, have you looked at a picture or by any chance of Dallas grass? Is that what it is, maybe?
No, I haven't looked at Dallas grass.
It's spelled D-A-L-L-I-S, Dallas grass.
Okay.
Maybe one L. I can't spell anything. But Dallas grass is one of the toughest weeds. It's probably the one I get asked about the most. Maybe except for nutsedge or nutgrass. It grows real low. It has a round pattern, like you say, and then the seed heads come up real fast, and they may be anywhere from 8 to 12 inches tall.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
That's a tough weed because it is a very high successional grass compared to crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, and it has a great big crown, a big deep root system, and it's just a tough, very, very hardy grass. It's you know, it's a good grass if you had pasture and you're trying to feed some kind of livestock. It's not very good when it's in the lawn. So there's two ways to go. You can use the strong organic herbicides like a vinegar-based product or the one called Avenger and spray and kill it. But you may have to spray it two or three times to completely kill it. It's just that tough. The other way to go is to use a sharpshooter shovel or some kind of shovel or spade and dig it out and then throw some compost down in the replacement hole.
Okay. That's I'm real familiar with the sharpshooter and the digging.
Okay.
So I certainly do appreciate it, Howard.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's one of the tough ones. But when you get it under control and you're feeding the turf with an organic fertilizer, dry molasses happens to be one of my favorite. But any kind of organic fertilizer that you're using right now or good quality compost spread in the area, you'll get it where that Dallas grass won't get to come back in. The Dallas grass, by the way, has tiny, tiny little seed, tiny, tiny little black seed that are in those seed heads. And so this is the time of the year that if you want to try the corn gluten meal as a natural pre-emergent herbicide, it's going to help you with the dandelions and the cool season grasses and things like that. It's not going to help you with this weed that we're talking about here, the Dallas grass and the grass burrs so much. Might give you a little residual help, but it's not going to specifically help you. When you would put it out would be in the spring, and that's when the corn gluten meal tends to be a little more dependable. In the fall, we have reports that range all over the board. Some of the reports I'm getting from last year are pretty good, that it helped to control some of the winter weeds very well. Ideal time to put it down, your guess is as good as mine, but we're usually saying that it's around September the 15th, so we're very close to that. You would put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. We're talking about corn gluten meal. And it functions as an excellent organic fertilizer. Some people put it out more than once, several times, and that'll help you from the herbicide standpoint. The negative about that is that you're putting out so much organic fertilizer that you might have some of the disease forming help that you would get from a synthetic fertilizer. If you put out too much organic fertilizer, it almost works like putting out a synthetic fertilizer, encouraging some disease pathogens to get started. So it's a good tool, but it costs more than some organic fertilizers, and you may see some inconsistent results, especially using it here in the fall. But if you're going to use it, it's about time to do it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back for the next hour right after this. Don't go away. It's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back.